is the Don and Mike Show.
The more adventurous among you may remember our previous excursions into the macabre, our visits to haunted hills, to tinglers, and to ghosts. This time, we have even a stranger tale to unfold. Oh, ah, blood. The story of a lovable group of people who just happened to be homicidal.
And who are those people?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hey, don't forget, you can email us during the show, donandmikewebsite.com. Also, that's where you can get a daily download, and we're also there on iTunes, on iPod, updated daily, Company's so happy with the everybody subscribing to iPods,
sure.
They're now junking it up with commercials.
Right. That's right.
Good sign.
That's what their goal was all along.
So we're there for you. We're on your computer. We're on your internet. We're on your podcast. All the information about that is on the front page of our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Oh, hold on a second. We got to rejoin first.
Rated number one among simpletons and halfwits, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Someone's phone was ringing who's not even in the room.
I have no idea what that could be.
Nor do I. Mike, let's go live now to the Oral Office, where George W. Bush will join us to talk about today's very important election.
Where is it? I don't understand what's... Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Hey, George.
Victory 06 party. Very excited about Victory 06 party. We're excited. I'm using more of my Texas accent than I've used in a long time. How about you, Don?
How are you, George?
It's good. It's good. Great to be with you. We're darn excited about the prospects of another victory night. I think things are going our way. I think I'm very excited. I just got to, you got to hold on just a minute, son.
Why is that?
Carl, where the hell's my phone? I have my phone line out here. It was just over here.
You know, I just thought I heard it a second ago.
What's that, Don?
I thought I heard it here at our studios 20 miles away.
Yeah, all right. I just want to go,
There it is again.
It's under my goddamn cushion. Oh, no. There we go.
I like your ring.
Hello? Howdy, Jeb. Yeah. Well, it's going to be a good night. No, I won't be watching them. It's just usual. I'm going to the movies.
Hey, ask him if you heard about Brittany and K-Fed.
Hey,
ask your brother if he heard about Brittany and K-Fed.
What about them?
They're getting divorced.
No.
Yeah.
Who almost said the word? Are you S-ing me?
I'm not.
You mean Britney Spears and K-Fed, they're finally breaking up? I hated him.
Yes, they are.
You see that thing when he wore them cornrows that he had? Man, I hated that. That made me angry. I tell you right now, that made me so angry. Jeff. Yeah, Britney and K-Fed are breaking up. I told you. I did. I told you they would. He's a moron. She's a fine, fine piece of flesh, though, isn't she? I agree. Okay, I got to run. I'm doing the radio show with the DJ. The one I like. Oh, no, don't. That's Momo talk. Don't say no. He's fine. He says some embarrassing things. Doesn't matter to me too much. I won. Bye. He thinks you're going to do that thing you do. I try to make, you know, I do two things in my administration.
You're the greatest president of all time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just want to say by keeping expectations low, I've been able to succeed. And now what they don't understand, everybody comes up to me and say, Mr. President, you have to be this way. You have to do this way. I said, excuse me, look back at the election. I have won. I cannot win again. I cannot run again. So what I'm going to do is do things the way I want to. Someone said to me today, Mr. President, in the event that you lose control of Congress, what will you do? I said, I'll do the same damn thing. I'll fight. I'll dig my heels in, Jack. We're excited about the prospect of keeping the power in the executive branch where it should be. I tell you something, I'm as calm as Mel Gibson in 1942 Berlin.
You know, we read today.
I don't know what that means.
We read an excerpt today from a book written by Lynn Cheney.
Oh, you got that one?
And a dirty book, and we tried to
sisters?
Find it.
Sisters? You have Sisters? You have a copy of Sisters?
No, we looked on eBay. How much was it, Buzz?
It was like $500 nearly.
$500 for you, not $500 if you're the chief executive. I have a copy of Sisters.
See,
it is chock full of lesbian love. It is fun. Yeah.
Lynn Cheney, as it turns out, wrote a very dirty book back in the 80s.
You hear about her daughter? Her daughter's queer.
No.
Yep.
A carpet muncher?
Yeah, man.
You're kidding me. She feasts on the yeast.
I told Dick, keep that on the DL, all right? And watch out where you're pointing that weapon. That's what I said to him. Be careful with that. You know, I told Dick, you know.
That's the daughter with the big man hands, right?
Yeah, you know, we kept Dick out of the campaign. I'll tell you why. I was saying to him the other day, I said, Dick, you know, you're my brain. You really are. You're my brain. I'm your mouth. You're my brain. And I've told that. That's what I say. You know, he'll come to a cocktail party and he'll come back there. Now, I don't drink anymore. I really don't. I don't touch the stuff.
Hey.
That all could change.
Hey, who are you with?
3 hours from now.
No. Don't. Hey, come on.
Okay, two fingers, wild turkey, just once in a while. Don. Okay. I understand how you feel about that.
George.
Yeah.
George.
Oh, man, I love coming on this radio show. I do.
I'm going to catch you right now.
Man, Dick Cheney, he's from another planet, I think. But he is the brain, I'm the mouth.
Was the Dukes of Hazzard on HBO this weekend?
It is so. She's fine. I love Jessica Simpson.
Was the movie on HBO?
You're damn right it was.
Can you watch that movie without drinking?
I can't. I really can't. Just a sip, but it's fun. It's more fun. And I'll tell you, I love that Johnny Knoxville. I don't like him as much as the originals, you know. I forgot what their names are, but I love John Schneider. John Schneider's a good American, a good Republican. He supported me for a long time. I just want to say shout out to you, John, if you happen to be listening today.
Can you explain to me this whole crap with if a certain amount of Democrats win, that the power of the House of Representatives goes Democratic? Can you explain to me, a layperson? I don't even vote. Explain to me how that works.
I know I can't. But I can tell you how it's been explained to me. I can't explain the intricacies? Yeah, that's the one. I can't do that part, but I'll tell you, I'll just explain the way it works.
Okay, explain it to me, please.
All right now, I am in charge of the White House, which is the branch that has the power, making decisions, one guy.
Like what decisions?
Oh man, you're gonna get me all tongue-tied. I'm gonna tell you, let me start again. Here's the way I understand it. There's one guy, me, president, that's it. Numero uno, I'm the big guy. Big guy in charge. However, there are other people that get elected that have to come in and, you know, to kind of look at me. Right now, most of the guys, I was told, but Carl told me this, that the guys that are there now, most of them are with me. You understand what I'm
saying?
They're
on your side.
Most of them, and because there are more of them that are with me, I can do things that they might not, that the other guys might not like, but what I'm able to do is get my way because there are more of us than there are of them. Now, what he's telling me, he said, be prepared that, Congress is like an old tractor.
Why?
You gotta nurture it. You gotta pay attention to it.
What?
You gotta massage it a little bit. You gotta put oil in it and keep it running a long time. And if you don't do that, you're gonna be in trouble.
So if
that would be my explanation. I just don't know why we're all so upset about this. I said, I'm president.
I'm president for
2 more years.
If there's like
give me a break, cut me slack.
15 Democrats win or something.
All right, I can explain.
The entire balance of power.
Let me give it to you one more time. Here we go. Congress is like a wheel of cheese.
Hold on. Can you name the 3 branches of government?
Yes.
Do it.
There's the president. Now you're laughing, but you know I'm right about that. There's the president. Okay. That's branch one.
3 branches of government.
There's the president. There's the son. Don't hand me cue cards. All right. I understand. All right. And I ain't gonna say that either.
Why?
Dion and Reggie. Yeah, that's funny. That's your branch joke, isn't it?
Dion Branch and Reggie Branch.
You just sit down. What's this handing things in? You're distracting me. There. I'm going to throw things at you. Get me crazy.
Now, come on. Answer my question,
sir. All right. There is the president. Branch one.
What's branch two?
Branch two is the local governments that are elected.
And then what's the third branch?
The third branch would be... I knew it. You got president, local, and international. Oh, giggle, giggle. Who are you looking at? Who's chief executive?
That's right.
I can hear that giggling in the back. The fact is you've got president, local, and international.
Explain the third branch to me.
International would be all the other people you have to deal with in the world. There are a lot of other leaders. That's why I travel all the time.
They're not part of our Constitution and part of our government.
You are right about that. I got to rephrase it. Hold on a second. All right, we've got president and kings and whatnot. Hold on.
What's the discussion you and I have had about that word?
Maybe I know, but it is so useful to me.
I know, but
excuse me. Like just last night at dinner time, I said I would like a cheeseburger and whatnot. so I can, you know, replenish myself after a hard day on the campaign trail. We had to go down to Crawford. I voted today. Oh, God, they make it more complicated every time I turn around.
Did you vote for yourself? Were you able to figure it out?
I spent a good 40 minutes inside the polling place.
Or, I
realized I was not on the ballot, but I thought I was.
For your party.
I did. Can I read the prepared statement that Carl gave me?
Yes.
Because this is for Election Day.
Election Day, the President of the United States.
Good evening. I don't need to wink, do I? We ain't on TV.
No.
I'll try to. I'll pretend I'm on TV. It works better, right?
Do the wink. I'll be your camera.
All right. Good evening.
Don't wink like that when you go on TV tonight.
My administration is confident. Is confidence? Oh, man, that's like Borat. Hold on a second.
Hey, have you seen that movie?
Man, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm waiting to see it. I might go see it tonight.
You know why you're going to really like it?
Why's that?
It's got a lot of anti-Semitic humor in it.
What's that mean?
They make fun of Jews.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, reminds me back when I was at Yale. My administration is confident that by keeping expectations low, we will be able to keep America distracted by our divisions and dedicated to the proposition that we will not be wrong ever again.
And what is it that he says to the brother about the chocolate painted on?
Real chocolate face, no makeup.
He's talking to a black guy, and he says, You have real chocolate face, not painted on.
Ah, that's good. I look forward to seeing that. You know, I don't get out as much as I should. I like real movies, too. We have buttered popcorn in the White House. It's not the same as a real theater. And I just, I do love going to the theater to see good movies every now and then.
Now, did you see Santa Claus 3?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I got them on DVD. I got a lot of big stack of them that I got to go through on DVD. You seen Benchwarmers?
Oh, about the retards.
Can I say something serious right now?
Yes.
Rob Schneider is a tour de force. That man is a talented guy. I think he's one of the funniest men we have in America.
Why don't you put him in your cabinet?
I'd love to. If we had a cabinet of comedy. I told Carl, let's get a department of comedy. But I hope I explained the three branches of the government to you as clearly as I could.
I
seen Flushed Away. That's a good movie.
Flushed Away?
Yeah, Flushed Away. That's a fine movie. Yeah, nice movie. I enjoyed
that's
that.
A good one.
Flushed Away's good. I ain't seen nothing.
Did you see Saw?
I saw. No, I don't know, man.
See Saw 3?
Secret. I can't see those.
Why?
Because they are too gory. And Laura doesn't like me seeing them, so I don't see. We don't watch the gory ones. We don't pay much attention to that. We're very excited.
Now, can I ask a question about your wife?
Yeah.
Saw her on the campaign trail?
Yeah, she looks 60, doesn't she?
I was going to say, is her ass as tight as it always has been?
Oh, hell yeah, son, it is. She looks good, doesn't she?
You know, it looked at me like you could bounce a quarter off that.
Ass, that's right. We're on the radio right now. You can't talk like that about her.
I'm
personally offended by your comments, as I'm not. I'm a frat boy. You can talk about that all in a while. I take that, Don, from you as a compliment. Let me take this time out to say hi to everybody in Florida, Arkansas, and where did we go yesterday? Texas, my home state, where I voted in Crawford this morning. I'd just like to say people say I am hiding by going to Florida, Arkansas, and Texas. But those are open-minded people, and they will vote whatever way their conscience moves them. I came up with that one on my own.
Has your wife been working out more recently?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. She's a good lady. I like her a lot. But I can tell you something. That is that quarter thing.
Yeah.
That works. That works, man. The quarter works big time.
When is the last time you tossed quarters against your wife's ass?
After she started on that Pilates things at the Hollywood
Pilates?
Stars. Yeah, that's right. She did Pilates, yoga, and whatnot, and she was...
Hey!
I'm sorry. I apologize. I do it. I'm relaxed around you. I like talking around you and being relaxed and whatnot, so if you don't mind me saying that...
You just did it again!
I apologize. I'm very excited to...
Cell phone again.
President. Yep. I did not. I was complimenting you. Yes, ma'am. I understand. Hold on a second. Give me a second, John.
Sure. Would you like me to turn your microphone off?
Don, this is a serious one.
Okay. All right. Let's turn the president's microphone off, please.
Give him a break.
All right. Hello. Laura, I did not mean that. I was just talking about how you have a very nice... I know. I said that at that last that party. We said you had a nice bottom. I didn't mean it. Oh, he said the word. I will make him apologize to you. I promise I will. Please do not call my mom over there. It's not necessary to call her and get that all going. We got election night to go. Yep. I apologize. I promise. I won't at the table. All right. Good night. She is going to bed.
Really?
She's going to bed. Early.
It's election night.
It's 6 o'clock on election night.
It's what she does. I'm sorry. It's what she does. She turns in early when she's upset. And she is upset. She said she would not have minded if I said or you said that we would bounce a quarter off her bottom, but you said the ASS.
You ever try bouncing a Susan B. Anthony dollar off your mom's ass?
Now, see now. Oh, oh Lord, Don, trouble!
Who do you think that is that's calling me right now?
It's probably Mrs. Whatnot.
Long distance.
No.
Hello, Mamo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know you were listening. He apologizes. Say it out loud. You apologize, please.
I'm sorry, Mamo.
All right, he said he's sorry, Mamo. Stop yet. No need to yell at me like that. I understand that. We're going to have a good night. We're going to succeed. The last 2 years of my presidency, Mamo, will be the best. They will be better than Dadu's. I promise you. I promise you. I'm going to tell him about that thing I'm excited about.
We got a break, George. We got to wrap it up.
Goodbye. Mama, I love you. Goodbye. I'm not hanging up on you. I love you, Mama. Goodbye. Hello. Goodbye.
I hung up on her.
Wow.
I got to tell you something.
What's
that? Let me tell you why we're going to win these midterm elections. One word.
Yes.
Hang. You hear about Saddam? We're going to hang him high. Americans love hanging. And I do believe that there's a great tradition of hanging in this country. And if everybody focuses, as I hope they will, we time the hanging announcement the right way. If you think you're going into the polls tonight, I urge everybody, just think. Remember, we're hanging someone.
Right, well,
and
George,
we're hanging the bad guy that we pulled out of the hole.
We got a break.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on with us.
All right, going home for some cherry soda and Pez, my favorite,
right, well,
my favorite dessert. We'll hang them, then we'll shoot them, then we'll burn them. All right? I just want to say salute to all of you. And my fellow Americans, I urge you to do your civic duty and vote. It's a privilege.
All right, we
thank
break.
You.
Are we clear?
Clear.
We're out. Oh, man, Lord, you got me in trouble again, son.
Can
I don't mind
me?
Telling you.
Can you still hear me there?
I'm here.
So what's happening, dude?
Carl's staring at me. Hey, Carl, don't stare at me in the back of the
hey,
room.
Hey, ask Carl.
Yes.
You guys know you're getting your ass kicked.
You want me
tonight,
to ask
right?
Carl something?
Yeah. Ask him if he knows you guys are really getting
hey,
your
Carl,
ass kicked.
Hey, Carl, Don's tonight. Off. We're up there now. Don wants to say we know we're getting our ass kicked.
Yes, we do.
Carl says, yes, we do. Don.
Ask him if he's read Lynn's book.
Have you read that Cheney book, The Sisters? Two Sisters?
He's just grinning. He's read it.
Yeah.
He's read it. Everybody's read it, man. It's got a lot of love, man. A lot of female love, which is good. I like that.
You guys are going to get killed tonight, right?
Yeah, we're getting killed. Getting our ass kicked. It's okay. I'm going to move forward. I still got the job. Nobody kicked me out.
Right.
And really, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
As Laura said to me before she went to bed a short time ago, it is all about me. Hold on, got to take a call.
All right, he's got a call.
Hello. Arnold! How are you?
Where's the
yeah, my Austrian buddy. I know you're going to win. I told you that. Yeah, that's good. Hey, keep the QT on that all clean air crap, will you? Yeah, good luck to you. And say hi to Toothy for me. Yeah, do it hard, Arnold. Do it hard like you always do. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Arnold has one way of celebrating election victory. A little tough on his wife, though. You know, she wrote in a book one time, he is like a horsey. That's how he celebrates, though. Oh, what a mighty crowd. Man, I tell you, he's a good guy. Don, I got to run. We got all sorts of
all
phone
right.
calls, last-minute stuff to
I
do,
know.
You know, and whatnot. So we're going to move on.
For the record, as long as we're off the air, I just wanted to get your prediction. How, you guys, you're going to lose the House tonight, right?
We will probably lose the House. No, we're not going to lose the House. What are you talking about? I'm still here. I'm here for two years. Nobody's taking my house.
The House of
Representatives. I'm a president. I live here.
The House of Representatives. Ask Carl.
Carl, the House of Representatives.
Oh, the Congress.
Yes.
Yes, yes, whatnot.
Whatnot.
Whatnot. Yeah, it's a big flipping loss. Yeah, all the way across the board. I'm sorry about that. I did the best I could.
Yeah.
I can't help it that the other guys are wussified.
Right. Thanks for being on the air. And I like
maybe a few more of them put on some army clothes, they'd probably win the election.
I like talking to you even more off the air.
Yeah, I like talking to you, too. Why don't you come by sometime, all right? Really, we'll just sit down, watch some college football, eat some Cheetos, have a good time.
Any chance we can get you?
I do not eat pretzels after the choking incident.
Any chance we can get your wife on the treadmill?
Ah, yeah, now, dude, watch out. She's probably listening again, all right, you dirty bird.
You're not on the air.
I don't care. She's probably going to hear it somehow.
You're not on the air.
Oh, and whatnot. All right, sweet tea and Fritos. You come over every time. Hello? Yes, Dad?
Don't talk about your wife that way.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I understand that, Father. Yes, Father.
Father.
I understand, Papa. Yes, thank you, sir. And thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't come visit. I had a very quick stop to vote, Dad. I had to come back.
Why are you making that J-O motion with your hand?
I'm sorry. Yes, I will. Okay. If I'd done
Does
it
your dad
way.
Know that you are simulating touching God. Yourself?
Yes, I do,
I guess
Father.
What you're saying is your dad's a jerk
yep,
off?
That's true.
I don't see respect.
All right, Dad. Thanks for calling. I appreciate that. All right.
Oh, God. You do that thing all the time? That like you're...
Don't tell anybody that. Oh, we're not on the radio.
No, right? We're not.
No, he just calls. Yep, yep, yep. You know? What's frustrating, I know he's so much smarter than I am, but why does he always have to tell me he is? God, I hate that. Carl doesn't. I know Carl's smarter. I know that Dick's smarter, you know, with the lesbian wife writing books and stuff like that and whatnot.
Hey, I got to go. We're almost out of commercial.
Hey, it's real nice being with you. And, you know, you come by the house anytime you want to, especially after all this crap with all the elections.
Are you going to vote for Mario Lopez on Dancing with the Stars?
Damn right I am. I tell you, he's the best damn dancer he is. I didn't like Saved by the Bell that much when he was on it, but I love the way he moves. He moves. He glides. You know, I can speak a little Spanish. Bye, con Dios, Mario Lopez. Good luck with the long-legged girl. Hope you do well and whatnot.
Watch the whatnot.
I wish you the very, very best. I just want to say to all of you, I enjoy you guys' show. I really do.
Okay, bye.
You do a good job. So long.
Hi, George.
Take care.
Bye, Mr. President.
Bye. And that's it. We lost the transmission from the White House.
Laura's gone to bed.
I got to poop.
Oh, he's still on?
It's still on.
Carl, I have to poop before I make the phone call.
He can't even hear us.
He must
now.
Think
I got to poop now. Is this still on? Hello? This is your president. I cannot talk on this. Shut this thing off. I got to go poop.
Okay, got to poop and whatnot. Hey, Leroy.
Yes.
You've got some stuff about this erection, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we'll be right back with the news and comments.
This is the Don and Mike Show.